quicker. It was only passed last night and followed days of negotiations, but it's been criticised as diplomats couldn't get enough support to call for the fighting to stop. Health bosses say it'll be extremely tough for the NHS in England in the new year if junior doctors press ahead with a six-day strike. Members of the British Medical Association ended their latest 72-hour walkout this morning in a long-running pay dispute. Matthew Taylor from the NHS Confederation thinks the time has come for a compromise.
This is not a time for standing on ceremony. It's not a time where what should matter is saving face. What we really need now is one side or the other to show a bit of initiative, a bit of generosity, get back round the table, because it's still not too late.
There have been church services in Czechia and a minute's silence for the 14 victims of Thursday's gun attack at a university in Prague. Police are still working to establish what motivated the suspect, David Kozak, who also died. Motoring groups are expecting a very busy afternoon on the roads as more people get away for Christmas. The advice is not to leave before 6 p.m. if you want to avoid the big queues. Manchester United are looking to avoid a fourth successive game without scoring. Guy Swindles is watching them face West Ham.
Well, it's not going well for Manchester United because it's West Ham 1, Manchester United 0. Jared Bowen has just put the Hammers in the lead. A lovely little ball over the top from Pakatar and tucked home by the Hammers' top scorer. It's a game that never looked as if we were going to see a goal, so disappointing has it been so far. West Ham 1, United 0.
History will be made later as Rebecca Welsh becomes the first woman to referee a match in the Premier League as Fulham host Burnley. And Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic hope to recover from successive losses when they take on bottom side Livingston. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So the remainder of the afternoon, bright and sunny spells, the occasional shower may creep in around tea time, but not for definite. Maximum temperature of 11 degrees and tonight will stay dry with clear spells, then overnight clouds will gradually thicken, bringing outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Staying windy, but feeling rather mild actually, with a minimum temperature of 9 degrees. And tomorrow, Christmas Eve, windy, mild and cloudy with outbreaks of rain gradually dying away. It's going to be dry through the evening, clear spells developing with a maximum temperature of 13 degrees. And the outlook for Monday to Wednesday, windy and mild with rain arriving on Christmas Day, which will clear in the evening, and cold, bright and dry with lighter winds on Boxing Day, feeling mild once again. So all in all, not too bad.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Kicking off the final hour of the weekend wind-up today. This is for a very special friend. I hope you put a smile on your face, my love. We're with you. And so is Jane. Come on.
Leave the world think I've ever played a Drive Bunny song before. And the fact that it's Christmas means I can probably get away with it, but never again. Might do it this time next year, but that's about my lot. Anyway, welcome back to the weekend wind-up and the third and final hour of the show. Now, today's cover from another. I don't know if you recall, it was Christmas Wrapping, the original by the Waitresses, cover version by the Spice Girls. A few of you got in touch to say which version you prefer. Do you know what? It's a real love fest today. It's probably because it's Christmas, but people love the cover version, they love the original. So James said, really loved this tune when it first came out. I hadn't heard the Spice Girls version, but really like it. Lucy said, love the Spice Girls version of this. I've got it on my Christmas playlist every year. Hannah said, really enjoying both of these. It's made me feel all festive. Derek said, didn't know the Spice Girls covered this song, really liked the original version. So yeah, it's a real split. So you've still got time to get those messages in if you want to about it, but it's looking like it's a 50-50 today, which we love, so thank you very much. Now, when we speak about Christmas songs and classics, I heard this next song this week, and it had passed me by. And I don't know how, because I have been listening to it on a loop since I first heard it. It's the most... It's a really moving song, actually, if you find out what's behind it. And it's clever, and it's witty, and it's... I just wanted to play it for you today. I think it's really lovely. It's got a real warmth to it, and some slight sadness, but I think it's a glorious song. Let me, I hope you enjoy this. This is Tim Minchin with White Wine in the Sun.
It's sentimental, I know, but I just really like it. I am hardly religious. I'd rather break bread with Dawkins than Desmond Tutu, to be honest. And yes, I have all of the usual objections to consumerism, to the commercialization of an ancient religion, to the westernization of a dead Palestinian press ganged into selling PlayStations and beer. But I still really like it. Looking forward to Christmas, though I'm not expecting a visit from Jesus. I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mum. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. Don't go in for ancient wisdom. I don't believe just 'cause ideas are tenacious, it means that they're worthy. I get freaked out by churches. Some of the hymns that they sing have nice chords, but the lyrics are dodgy. And yes, I have all of the usual objections to the miseducation of children who in tax-exempt institutions are taught to externalize blame and to feel ashamed and to judge things as plain right or wrong. But I quite like the songs. Expecting big presents. The old combination of socks, jocks, and chocolates is just fine by me. 'Cause I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mum. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mum. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. And you, my baby girl, my jet-lagged infant daughter, you'll be handed round the room like a puppy at a primary school. And you won't understand, but you will learn someday that wherever you are and whatever you face, these are the people who'll make you feel safe in this world. My sweet blue-eyed girl. And if my baby girl, when you're 21 or 31 and Christmas comes around and you find yourself 9,000 miles from home, you'll know whatever comes. Brothers and sisters and me and your mom will be waiting for you in the sun when Christmas comes. Your brothers and sisters, your aunts and your uncles, your grandparents, cousins, and me and your mom will be waiting for you in the sun, drinking white wine in the sun. Darling, whenever you come, we'll be waiting for you in the sun, drinking white wine in the sun, waiting for you in the sun. Darling, when Christmas comes, we'll be waiting for you in the sun, waiting. I really like Christmas. It's sentimental, I know.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling set. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM news.
And it's the travel one. The roads are looking pretty good still at the moment. No major problems from what I can see. The Lakeside Shopping Centre was very busy earlier as expected, but it seems to have now cleared a bit, so it's not looking too bad. No major accidents, no minor incidents either, and the roads are looking all right. There's some temporary traffic works in place, I should have mentioned earlier, on the A128 around Ingrave, which is causing some delays. They're temporary traffic lights at the moment, but apart from that, all pretty good. Still some delays on the District Line, with a planned closure on the Waterloo and City Line, and services on C2C and Greater Anglia Network are running okay at the moment. Now, do check with those travel providers, because as you know, they are closed on Christmas Day with a very reduced service on Boxing Day. And I think some of that service is disrupted as well throughout the week. So do check those travel providers if you do need to travel over the festive period. But all in all, things are not looking too bad at the moment. Okay, right, now it's time for today's Take 5. So continuing the theme, it's a festive Take 5 for you today. So for any new listeners to the show, this is the section where we do three back-to-back tracks, where we slow things down a bit for you. We take a breather, and we hope you can have a few moments to yourself just to chill, really, because we all need that. So pick these for you today, and I hope you enjoy them.
Trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy.
lights look like stars. If I close my eyes and breathe, I can't imagine where you are. In this busy world of wonder, I can see you everywhere. Trying to hold on to your magic, but I don't know if it's still there. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. And we're still that girl who believed in you again. But I'll put up my tree and I'll turn on the lights. Maybe this Christmas I'll be all right. Outside the sky is falling. Now it's only frozen rain. Then snowflakes made the darkness feel a million miles away. And if I can't go back there, then I can pass it on to every young heart waiting Santa Claus to come. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. And we're still that girl who believed in you again. So I'll put up my tree and I'll turn on the lights. And maybe this Christmas, if I don't ask for too much, and I don't have to grow up, I'll be all right.
Love of my life, I can't. I could live upon can be too much for anyone. Blessed with hindsight, I'd like to rewrite a chapter where I left you lonely for one too many.
Today's take five. So starting things off, we had the Fizz with their version of River, then Harriet, Maybe This Time, sorry, Maybe This Christmas, and then finally Judy Zook, Beverly Craven, Julia Fordham with A Photo Every Christmas. Hope you enjoyed those. I know they had a festive theme, and we will have the same next week as we do our end of year show. So if you've got any suggestions for that section, or indeed cover for another, do please let me know. I'd love to hear from you.
A while ago I heard the sound of children's laughter. Now it's quiet, so I guess they left the park. This wooden bench is getting harder by the hour. The sun is going down, it's getting dark. I realize I'm cold, the rain begins to pour as I watch the windows on the second floor. Lights are on, it's time to go. It's time at last to let him know. So you should, I would. I have learned to cope, and love and hope is why I am here now.
Modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012-77-714-77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
It is indeed. And I just want to remind you, so after me today at 3, we have got 3 hours of back-to-back music for you on our playlist. John's not very well today, so we're wishing him better. So we've created a playlist for you that's going to take you through the afternoon all the way until 6 tonight, where Mandy's going to be in with her geezers, pleasers and cheesers, and she's playing those tunes that just aren't played enough, and she may have some festive treats for you as well. And then she's with you to 8, when at 8, the legend that is Andy will be in with Boogie Nights, bringing you his 60s Motown, 70s disco, 80s soul and 90s dance. He's with you from 8 till 10, your perfect Saturday night before Christmas indoors. And then at 10, we've got Classic Phoenix. Steve Robertson's going to be presenting 2 hours of classical music. And then at midnight, Destination Dawn. That's the music that's going to take you through the night to the breakfast show tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. So something there for everybody. And if you want to go onto our website, as I always say, please do. You can check us out and check out the schedule. It's www.phoenixfm.com. Pop on there and have a look. And we'd love to see you on there. We really would.
Lately I've been losing these nights one more. Heartbreak and I'm done with this. Shadows on the ceiling, they don't fight, but I still argue for the hell of it. I'm trying my hardest now, I feel you reaching now. I don't wanna be the one that's always on the edge. You found me all messed up, you found me down on my luck, so lost. But then I woke up in love, when I was chasing highs, you went and saved my life. You picked me up, thank God I woke up in love with you. Thought I was lost, but then I woke up in love with you. Thought I was lost, but then I woke up in love. Sometimes all those dark days, but they try to find me, but that's when I lean on you. Whatever happens, my trouble's behind me, cause your love's gonna see me through. Nothing can bring me down, I feel you reaching now. You're pulling me back when I'm about to reach the edge. You found me all messed up, you found me down on my luck, so lost. But then I woke up in love, when I was chasing heights, you went and saved my life. You picked me up, thank God I woke up in love.
up the town, boys.
Here we go, It Bites there, calling all the heroes. So just a couple of more tracks from me today, and then I will be clicking and handing you over to the playlist, as I said, back-to-back music until 6 o'clock this afternoon. That's from 3. Now, I know we've done today as a Christmas theme, obviously, and it's everyone's full of festive cheer at the moment, running around, aren't they, doing things. But it's important to remember, for some people, this is not an overly happy time, and you know, and some people don't celebrate Christmas. So all I would say is, whatever your Christmas is, or whatever your break is, whether you celebrate or not, I hope it's the right thing for you. Because there's nothing worse, is there, you know, when people are dealing with certain kind of personal challenges. And, you know, I know myself, like many of us, this is a time when you think about people that are no longer with us, or kind of friendships that have ended and stuff like that. And you just think to yourself, you know, you reflect, don't you? And it's just a difficult time. And I think it's really important to remember that, kind of with the shopping and, you know, the running around and the grotty weather and getting dark and everything, it's good to be reminded that there are people in our lives who are worth that aggravation, and people to whom we are worth the same. And that's really important, isn't it? And it's just kind of, you know, for those of you that do celebrate Christmas, and this is key for me, I know I'm one of these people, you know, you rush around on Christmas Day and you want, you know, pick things up and tidy up, don't you? And somebody said to me the other day, and it's really true, that one of the most glorious messes in the world is the mess created in a living room on Christmas Day. Remember not to clean it up too quickly. And that's very true, and that's really stuck with me. So whatever your celebration is, whether you're celebrating or whether you're not, and whether you're just passing it by, if you're on your own, remember to reach out on social media. There are lots of organisations that are looking for people to come together. I know Twitter has a hashtag on Christmas Day that's run by the comedian Sarah Millican. You can join in the conversation with her. You can go to your local church, local Salvation Army. There's support groups. You can go to walking groups. And just basically, you know, whatever it is you need, hope it's a good one for yourself. That's what I'm trying to say. And it's been an absolute pleasure playing songs for you today, as it has been all year round. So thank you for that. And just may it be everything you want it to be.
Stars in your eyes, little one, where do you go to dream? To a place we all know, the land of make-believe. Sisters, will you come and play?
else can see but me. He came today, but had to go to visit you. You never know.
So that's it from me today. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your company. Just want to wish you a very happy Christmas to each and every one of you. Thanks for all your messages in. Hope you've enjoyed the tunes. I want you to look after yourself. If you're celebrating, as I said, enjoy it. If you're not, just do your thing. Whatever it is, it's the right thing for you. Happy Christmas. Look after yourselves. That Bucks Fizz track, by the way, that was number one 42 years ago. How old does that make you feel? God bless. Look after yourselves. Have a great time. I'll speak to you soon.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.